Now we come across a group gathered around the campfire here at the encampment tonight near Hempstead, and now to find out a little bit about the members of this group. The young gentleman with the longest beard on this group, what is your name, sir?
Here's Greg.
Columbus, Texas.
Columbus, Texas. That's pretty close to the Brenham area, isn't it?
Yes, sir. About 40 miles.
Yes, sir. How long did it take you to grow that beautiful gray beard of yours?
A little over 2 years. It's the third ride I had it on.
Took you 2 years to grow that beard?
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, how does your wife kiss like kissing you?
I don't have a wife. No woman
well,
put up with me anyway.
I see. Maybe if you shaved off that beard, huh? That beard is really very beautiful, sir. We'd like to compliment you on doing a very fine job. And now a guy who looks like a typical Texan who's about, good night, 6'5" or so?
6'6".
6'6". What is your name, sir?
Charles Ledbetter.
What can you tell us about this first day's ride on the trail?
It was mighty easy. Good weather and all.
I understand you're with the mail wagon. Could you tell us what you do on the mail wagon, taking in the mail and such and mailing it?
Yeah, we take the mail and they stamp it with a Sawgrass Trail stamp. And when we get into Houston, it's all sent right through the mail.
I see. Well, thank you very much, sir. And now I would like to get the names and the ages of some of these youngsters on this ride, on this particular wagon. What is your name?
Carol Ledbetter.
And how old are you?
12.
Where are you from, Garen?
Houston.
And a young gentleman gathered around the fire here. What is your name?
Dan Doring.
Where are you from, Dan?
Houston.
What high school do you attend in Houston?
Memorial Senior High.
Okay, and another gentleman here. What is your name?
Mike Douglas.
How old are you, Mike, and what school do you go to?
16 Memorial.
Okay, and we don't want to miss anybody, so let's go over here and get some of these other people. What is your name?
Susan Ledbetter.
Susan, how old are you?
12.
And what school do you go to?
Cullen.
That is also in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being a girl, what can you say about the trail ride? How rough has it been on you today?
Well, it's kind of bumpy in the wagon when you go over the rocks. It's kind of hard on your seat.
I'm sure it is.
Do you plan to go all the way the trail and miss those 2 days of school? Or go back to school and quit the trail after Sunday?
No, I'm going back to school Monday and come back Tuesday night and go through the parade Wednesday.
Well, thanks a lot, all of you, for being on our KWHI broadcast this morning. Thank you very much.
Now we have with us Neil Masterson, who is president of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Neil, I believe you've been on most of these rides in the past, haven't you?
Yes, sir. This will be the first one that I've missed in 10 years, I believe.
Well, did you really miss it today?
I sure did miss it. And even went to the extent that flying back from San Antonio, we circled over it 3 or 4 times just to try to be a part of it from there.
Well, you were with us then, both in spirit and almost in person. I saw those planes circling around over this afternoon. I thought perhaps they were taking pictures. What kind of a fat stock show are you going to have this year?
I think we're going to have the greatest one we ever had. We've got more animals, more fine animals. We have a terrific rodeo, the wildest rodeo in America, and all of our committees have been working so hard, and the press and radio and television, and which certainly includes you, have done a tremendous job, and actually we're ahead in every department on last year.
Well, that's wonderful. Who are your stars this year?
Our stars this year are Chuck Connors and Johnny Crawford, the stars of the Riflemen. And I think they'll do a real fine job.
Well, I believe if this weather holds up, you'll break records again on that show.
Yes, sir, we're counting on it. And we have a weather committee, you know, of Monsignor John Roach and Rabbi Hyman Schachtel and Reverend Arthur Knapp, and they're working on it, and they say we're going to have good weather.
You have no Indians on that committee, huh?
No, sir, but if those three preachers can't get us good weather, we'll have it. Not much I can do about it.
Well, I want you to know that we have missed you on the trail ride today, but we can understand why it's impossible for you to be here with all of the duties of the Fat Stock Show on your shoulders. I imagine we'll be seeing you, though, now and then as we get nearer Houston.
Yes, sir, I'm certainly going to try, and this will be my last year as president of the Stock Show, and next year you can find me on a horse on this trail.
Well, we'll welcome you back. I can remember how you used to do a little fancy mule skinning along on this ride, too.
Yes, sir. I've had some of the greatest times I've ever had in my life been on this trail ride. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you back next year, and best of luck for this year's show.
Thank you, Mr.